Check one. Check two. You're listening to Boyfriend on Demand. So, what did you think of the campus? Oh, I completely forgot to introduce myself. I'm sorry, I got carried away. Professor Hugo Cullen. Just Professor Cullen is fine. Most of my students call me Professor H. My favorite place has to be the rooftop. But students rarely go there, only for lunchtime. Not a lot of people like hanging out there. But it really helps if you want to get some fresh air. Smoking isn't really allowed within campus, so... Do you smoke? Ah, I see. Good to know then. Anyway, let's have a look around, shall we? I think the club rooms are the only ones we haven't gone and explored. Oh, me? I handle the arts club. Sorry, does that seem ironic? I teach a lot of science, but I guess you could say I'm a bit versatile. Oh, I like drawing portraits mostly, actually. Well, anatomy plays a huge role in it, so... You could say being a science teacher has its perks, too. So, what made you want to teach? Oh yeah? So you started out as a tutor, huh? I get that. I started out as one too. I used to teach foreigners how to speak English, and sometimes conduct online classes. I'm glad I just got accepted here a few years ago. It's my first school to be in. The students grew fond of me pretty quickly. I was afraid they might treat me differently, since I'm a bit younger than most of the faculty. But with you here, I guess I'm not the youngest anymore. Yeah, you're younger by about 2 years or so, I suppose. Oh, I'm 29. Right. Sorry, I guess I got my math wrong. Well, here we are, the art club room. Don't worry, they don't have club activities today. They usually have portrait sketching during Thursdays. It looks like how you think it is, actually. We just get a willing model from our members class and have them pose for us. Well, I guess a nice meal is the least we could compensate them for. Not something that expensive, but you get the point. Oh, it's nothing. I was just figuring out whether you'd be a good model for us. Now that I look at you, I think you do have what it takes. You wanna try? I mean, there's a label for each club room anyway, so you won't find yourself getting lost. So, technically speaking, the tour's already over. Yeah, we can do it here if you'd like. I promise it won't take an hour of your time. Say, 20 minutes or less? Why? Do you have plans after this? Alright, your welcoming party. I've never been fond of drinking, really. Well, it's not that I'm a lightweight. I just don't like getting drunk. That's all. Anyway, we can make it quick. And to make things just a little bit more private, just an extra security measure. Don't worry. Have you been drawn before by someone? No? Oh, so it's your first time. Don't worry, I'll be gentle. Sorry, that came out wrong. What I mean was, I'll do my best. You can just sit on this chair over here. Yeah, I'll just do a rough sketch. It won't take that long. What are you doing, Professor? Why are you undressing? Sorry. Did you actually think we were doing a nude portrait? I'm sorry. All right, I'll stop. Whoa. I never really thought you'd think that way. Professor, you know that I teach young artists. They're not really ready for that kind of stuff, you know? But as for me, I guess you could say I've done it before. Drawing nude portraits, I mean. I did a few art workshops before while I was studying in college. You don't have to worry about it. Just sit there and look pretty for me. Sorry, are you uncomfortable with the silence? I usually don't really talk when I draw. I prefer it if things were quiet. But if you're uncomfortable, then mind if I comment on something? All right, well, your body posture seems to be a little crooked. I assume you haven't been able to sit properly lately. Yeah, I get that. You can start with a good sleeping posture for that one, too. Or maybe a good stretch. Yeah. Don't move now. Sorry, is it too warm? Here, let me. There we go. Just a little handkerchief on your forehead. Don't worry, I rarely use mine anyway. It's best if you keep still. What's wrong, Professor? You look a little tense. Just relax. Don't have to be so uptight around me. If anything, you should let loose a bit more. The students will come to like you if you were a bit more open, too. But I wonder, what made you think I was going to draw you nude? Or maybe you were actually anticipating something like Not answering? I'll take that as a yes then. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I didn't admire how your body looks very proportionate. What's the matter? Are you embarrassed? What about if I were to whisper in your ear like this? I wonder what face you'll make. Mind showing it to me? So you do have this side of you after all. I should have thought from the beginning. You see, Professor, As a teacher of science, especially anatomy, I know how a body works. I know every part, everywhere. May I? For example, if I touch you here. Oh. So you're ticklish there, aren't you? I see. No, I'm not gonna tickle you. Right here, on your earlobes, at the back of your neck, and then your hips, down to your thighs. Do you know what these are, Professor? How cute. They're common erogenous zones. Places where, when touched, usually excite specific feelings. To be more specific, sexual feelings, Professor. So if I were to touch them more, you'll know what happens next, right? Good. You learn quickly, after all. It's been a while since I examined another person's body and drew them. Will you give me the opportunity, Professor? Don't worry. I'll make sure you'll enjoy it as much as I do.
Did you enjoy the episode? Then consider liking the video and hitting the subscribe button. You can also turn your fantasies into a boyfriend on demand episode by leaving it down in the comments below. This episode would not be possible without my wonderful patrons on Patreon.